in the morning time. Thomas Silver, how y'all NWA's feeling on this mighty fine Friday? I call them NWA's because them Nickelodeons was absent at my show last night here in Dallas at the Addison Improv. I know how a kid feel walking across the stage on graduation day, looking out in the audience for a glimpse of their loved ones' proud faces. Treated me like street booty. But no, like Dion Hughley on Dance with the Stars, you didn't show up.
Wow.
But I'm not mad. No. I know y'all have shiggity to do. Contenders 1, 2, and 3, Tom Joyner, Silver Wilkes, and Dion Hughley.
Wow.
AKA 50 Shades of Beige, the beautiful Brainiac, and Boogie Fantastic. I'm not mad, I'm just petty.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know why he's on my list, because Mr. 444 had the lowest score on Dance with the Stars history. I thought DL was going to come out like Ball So Hard, but he was stiffer than Andy Dick. No, no, no. Contender number 4, Tom Joyner again for jumping on the Aggies bandwagon.
What?
Tom, before you jumped on the bandwagon, North Carolina A&T had a shot at Louisville.
What kind of shot?
They really didn't, but if A&T was playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Aggies would have came back and whooped their ass. Contender number 5, the Cleveland Cavaliers. How the hell are you winning by 27 points in the third quarter and lose the damn game? You could have been telling your kids, that you played on a team that stopped LeBron James and the Miami Heat 23-game winning streak. But nope, you're victim 24. Tom, the last time I seen a lead blown like that, Bill Clinton was in the White House. Contender number 6, the owner of the Cavaliers, Candy Land Dan Gilbert.
Candy
Land. Who knew?
Candy Land.
He still can't get a win against LeBron. Candy Land Dan is still a scorned man. Get your soggy scoreboard fixed. Contender number 7, too short. For being too slow and too old to run and too clumsy to get away. Too Short got pulled over by the LAPD for a traffic violation, and apparently Too Short was too drunk. Popo tried to give him a breathalyzer test, and Too Short took off running. But he didn't get far because the rapper who sang I Ain't Trippin' tripped up. Tweet, you are the Bama of the week.
Tweet.
How are you going to sue Twitter because you say Twitter stole your nickname, Tweet? I know you've been Tweet all your life, but I don't think the founders of Twitter was listening to your CD when he got the idea. You're going to need Johnny Cochran a hologram to win this case, baby. Hell, if that's the case, I should sue Huggies the Pamper people. Tweet suing Twitter is crazy than Corinne Steffens suing 7-Eleven for creating the Big Gulp.